exposure links to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay?
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, and here she is, Miss Erin Martin from Pink Shade Podcast. We are on Facebook Live, everyone. Say hi to this beauty.
Hello.
Erin, we are so happy that you're here, honey.
We are so happy
to be here. Yes. I'm in my happy place with reality TV fans.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Girl, believe me. Now, listen, everyone. Erin has been on our show, but I will just relate this to you once again. She is so good at what she does. She does a podcast out of her house.
Yep.
She's local. She's on the Jenny McCarthy Show each week.
Yes.
That is how good you are.
Jenny McCarthy is my boo. I love her. I'll be on SiriusXM tomorrow. I'm usually on their Fridays, channel 109, if you have Sirius.
Okay.
Love
All right.
it.
Yay. Yes. Tracy and I have both been in on your podcast. What a fun experience.
I loved having you guys on. It was so funny because you're local girls. And I'm like, oh my God, you can actually come in person. I'm usually doing this on the phone to the coast.
Yeah.
I know. Here
it's
we are.
So fun. Yes.
So listen, just to let you know, we will be discussing it, this woman's fabulous trip that she made where you met Miss Luann and so many other people. So I'm really excited to hear all the tea on that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just quickly go through a little bits of the shows because, you know, they've been really busy right now.
Yeah.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Tracy and I were doing the radiothon last week.
Yep.
But let me tell you, the glamping was everything to
me. Yeah.
The glamping was nicer than my regular vacations.
It was great.
I mean, I was like, what is happening here? There are throw pillows in the tent.
Yes.
throw pillows, people.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was insane. I'm like, who puts a bed in a tent?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It was so Lisa nice. And Lisa Rinna, I loved how she brought, like, kitchen sinks, wrenches, wire cutters. Like false eyelashes for days. I was like, I want to go glamping with her.
Yeah.
Her bag was bigger than her.
Right. Oh.
Love it.
Yeah.
It was great. It was bigger than the servicemen and women's bags that you see.
I know.
Those big duffel bags.
Oh, totally. Like you let her on the plane first.
Right.
Yeah.
Please.
I could definitely do that. I don't like camping. But glamping, I could do.
She could do the glamping.
It was just so nice.
I could do that, too. Absolutely. Yeah. The amount of food they bought, $700 worth
of food. I was going to say, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then
they don't even know how to cook.
They don't.
I mean, did you see them with the burger?
Rich women doing things.
Yeah.
Is the name of the show, basically.
I know.
They really do. And it was like ground chuck, just like laid on the grill flat. I mean, it was really kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Camille got fired from her duties.
Totally. Yeah. Camille is coming to play.
Okay. Ooh. A season one Camille is coming. Is she not?
She is. She's got the shrug. She's got the shade. I mean, she is just coming for everyone. I think she really wants to be full time.
She must.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
She's so two-faced.
She's getting kind of brutally mean. Like,
yeah.
I know. And, I kind of like it because she's calling Teddy out and Teddy's becoming extremely annoying to me.
Yeah, she is. I agree.
However, Camille is still more annoying.
No, Camille's bad. She's bad.
Speaking about how kinky is she, honey, when they just decided to talk about how dirty these ladies are.
I love every opportunity Camille gets. She just totally throws Kelsey Grammer under the bus.
Stop already. I mean, she looks... I don't like how she constantly is trying to say things about Kelsey Grammer. You were married to him for how long? Like, obviously, if he wasn't...
Well, listen,
doing
he cheated
things.
On her. I would keep putting him down, too. I don't care.
I got to agree with my girl,
okay,
Krista.
Well,
I love you, Tracy. But,
that's okay.
I mean, he deserves everything he gets for what he did. He did her dirty.
He did her dirty, but I mean, to keep alluding that he was wearing things, like, I mean.
Now, he's not the one she was talking about with the two fingers, was she?
No, that was some guy in New York. Yeah, her sexual experiences
that's
with the
right.
fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can't
Kelsey
talk.
Kelsey was the one she wore the strap on
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't be very specific, but let me just say she can use her two fingers in ways that a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
And won't.
Well, I was going to say I prefer not to.
And with Denise Richards.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I heart Denise
Thank
Richards.
You. Me too.
I do, too. I don't know
that she really belongs on a show like this.
Yeah.
Because she is not messy enough, but I love that she is just super real, coming in sweatpants, coming in like a Target sweatshirt, bringing donuts.
Right.
I love her. I even love her kind of, sort of sketchy husband.
Don't you think he's sketchy? I'm not sure.
A little bit.
Like,
you do?
I think, at first, I was like, something's wrong with him. But then, like, I don't know. Now he seems, like, so supportive. You see him with the kids and everything. Oh, so I'm like, well, maybe I'm wrong.
I do. I think he's sweet. I think they're great together. Yeah. I love that they just freely talk about, happy, you know, endings, getting it on every morning.
I know.
And I'm like, who are
they?
You?
Get it How on every morning and go to the gym.
I know. It's like, what kind of life is that? Like, I can barely get my coffee.
Well, they're newlyweds. I think that will end.
That's true.
You think so?
I don't know.
But his job is just kind of sketchy.
What is his job?
Yeah, what does he do?
Like, he doesn't go to work.
It's like a... air quotes. It's like an air quotes healing man. Healing man heals. Or something. Like,
oh, come on now.
I know. He gave her some healing.
Okay.
I would take it too.
I'm not even going to lie. Mm.
But I did not know a woman could get a happy ending. Let me just put that out there until she shared that with me.
That she shared a true gift with us. Wow. Now we all have some information.
Thank you, Denise.
That maybe we didn't have before.
I really like her, but that comment kind of threw me. I gotta say, like, she's like, I took him to get that. And
but
I was like,
who knew?
You have to remember, this woman was married to Charlie Sheen.
Right.
I mean, she has been through the worst sexual deviancy.
Yeah, you're right.
On the other end of her partnership, so she's probably like, oh yeah, I'll get him a happy ending. So that's nothing compared to what I've been
through. It's fine.
She has a different, I think, bar for normal. Than the rest of us.
Yeah,
which I love about her.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's very calm.
I really like
about
her
everything.
On the show. Yeah.
So, and then let's just move forward. I just want to say I loved Erica Jane's show.
Yeah.
Her performance.
Yeah.
Of course, I felt bad when the music went out.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have your glam squad running your soundboard.
Yeah, right? I thought that was weird too.
He goes, what are we supposed to do? What are we going to do?
I know. Like, Mikey is really not there to run.
Mikey's annoying.
Yes, he is.
How much do you think he gets paid?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, gee. Well, Tom Girardi is just bankrolling that whole team. I don't know.
Can we talk about Tom and Erica? Because honestly, I think they look so weird. When he comes to her show.
Oh,
and she's like, oh, it seems like a father-daughter relationship. It just
because he's like 95 and she's 47.
Well, that's probably it.
Yeah, it was kind of
uncomfortable,
awkward.
Right?
It's extremely uncomfortable. Okay. I don't know what their relationship is. Have you guys heard the tea that they're living separately?
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they are or not. I don't know the truth about that. Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah, it's all allegedly.
Alleged.
But I think it's just an awkward relationship on camera because maybe they don't have an intimacy even in their lives right now.
Yeah. I was talking to my husband last night. I said, look at her. There's no way that she is not going outside of
She's
her marriage for someone else.
She has to be.
Come on now.
I know.
And he
almost looks like he's visiting, you're right, like his daughter doing a school play. He's like, well, good for you, honey.
Yeah.
Like, and wasn't that a bang-up job up there?
Yes.
And it was like, this is so
and
weird.
The way she acts like that daughter. Like, oh, yes, I'm so appreciative. It's not the way you would talk about a husband.
Interesting.
She's like, thanks for paying for all this.
Right. Thanks for paying.
Thanks, honey. With a pat on the back.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Southern Charm because I've been so excited for this bad boy to hit the airwaves. I know you have some way gossip on that.
Yeah.
Southern Charm is, I'm in deep with Southern Charm. I mean, I could not wait for the season. I love the Catherine Patricia union. I mean, finally the two queens have come together.
Oh my gosh.
I exclusively interviewed Nanny Dawn, who is Dawn in regular life, who was allegedly raped by T-Rab last year.
Yeah.
Episodes 37 and 61 of Pink Shade with Aaron Martin. You can find my podcast on any platform. You can listen to Dawn tell her own story. She came to me because I had previously interviewed a woman whose mother had allegedly been attacked and paid off by T-Rab.
I am.
And so Dawn found me, and we have formed a pretty deep friendship. And I'll be, you know, I've also interviewed her on my Patreon, patreon.com/pinkshade, where my bonus content is.
Mm-hmm.
And she has just been super strong, and it's all coming out this season.
It's insane.
All coming out. But he was arrested last September, I think. Wow. And, you know, they have to have evidence to actually make an arrest. And I think he's going to trial. What I've heard, and this is all allegedly, is that his team really wants him to take a plea deal. But he's refusing because he's Thomas Ravenel.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If he goes to trial, I think it's going to be bad news for him. This is all my opinion, conjecture, based on what I've heard. But, ooh.
And then Catherine will be a single mother.
I know, but she kind of already is.
She really is.
I feel like the women on Southern Charm, tell me if I'm way off base. They're so much better than the dudes. I mean, they are so superior to the
dudes. I have to say, I mean, I'm totally new to Southern Charm, so I'm just starting to watch right now. So I'm getting, like Chris is like, we got to start watching.
Welcome.
But that was my first thought, actually, just watching the episode last night, is they're all so beautiful and they're all just so put together.
And they're mature.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, they just are so in good old boys club.
Right.
And they're kind of charming, which is hence the name of the show. The show actually started out to be called Southern Gentlemen. It was supposed to be about the guys. And the women have turned that on its head. And I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's just very good. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Okay, let me, because you've been watching the show too. Please tell me you believe Patricia has jacked her face up. Her face does not look the same as it used to be. Her nose has been redone. Like, the fillers are out of control. This woman does not look right. Can you say, can you say?
I don't know what I can or cannot say about my queen, Patricia. Although I will say that I think money can buy you agelessness in some way. I mean, she really does keep herself up.
Oh, she does.
She really does.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I love her caftans. I love her animal print.
Oh, yes. Line. And then her bell ringing.
I love her bell
ringing. Oh, my gosh.
I love her craziness. I mean, I even love her weird relationship with Whitney, where she's basically still breastfeeding him.
Thank you.
He's like in his 40s.
Thank you. That is very, very true.
It's so gothic. It's so Southern gothic. Yeah. But yes, her face is definitely
it just looks different
evolving.
To me. It's evolving into different ways.
It's evolving.
All right, girls. So we are running out of time. Yeah. We need to hear about this fabulous trip that you went on. I mean, insane.
I just did a great L.A. meetup, Pink Shade meetup with what we call our bunkies from Love After Lockup, if any Love After Lockup fans are out there.
I love it.
Listeners and other podcasters. And I have a friend who's a producer out there and is friends with Luann de Lesseps. So she set up a private dinner with Luann, Countess, darlings, at Soho House the night before Countess and Friends. So we had just a girls' dinner with Luann, about six of us.
So awesome.
And it was, oh my gosh, you guys, it was the day that the tabloids broke the news that she had relapsed because she has to do alcohol monitoring.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say we got her on a good day because that just sounds awful, but I feel like we got her on an interesting day because she was so vulnerable and real and we had like total intimate girl talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she walked right in and said, oh, it's just been a bad day. Mm-hmm. And she just started talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, and she started talking about being human and what it's like to be on TV. And I was like,
wow,
what is happening right now? I thought it was going to be very formal.
Yeah.
And I was like actually worried about my manners because I thought we're doing dinner with the Countess.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like we're going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like that at all. She was lovely. We got pictures with her afterwards.
Yeah.
We look like tiny little people. She's like 100 feet tall.
She is
gorgeous.
Tall.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then we saw Countess and Friends the next night.
Yeah.
And
How was it?
Craziness.
Yeah.
So she canceled the show in Milwaukee, y'all.
I mean, she did.
Yes, you know, and I think it has something to do with her being called back into court in Palm Springs.
Okay.
Mm, so. Yeah. But can't miss those things.
No.
She did spill some tea about the show. She warned us that everyone was going to turn on her, which we were seeing.
We're
this
seeing
week.
Now, yeah.
And she says everyone's just. She really does think that people are jealous of her success.
Oh my gosh.
Which is total delusion.
She's so full of herself.
I know.
She really is.
I know. But then we saw this weird other side of her because my friend actually went to yoga with her the next day.
Yeah.
And Luann was lovely and she was doing headstands. And I'm actually having someone on my podcast this week who just did yoga with Bethany. In Mexico.
Oh, really?
So you can hear that next week on episode 112.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Animals having a feng shui expert on to assess the roundhouse that Luann just
bought. Oh, yes.
I love that roundhouse.
We're concerned.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
We're concerned.
Oh, there's so much to talk about here.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so much to talk about. Okay, so I don't know if we want to wait until next week with Aaron or I know you met Jax Taylor.
Yeah.
For everyone that watches Vanderpump Rules, real quickly.
I got Jax.
You got Jax.
I got Jax. We met him at TomTom. We met Tom and Jax and saw Ken and Jiggy and everyone. And Jax, of all of them, was exactly as you picture. I mean, he attacked my friend and I just for being podcasters. He was like, why don't you talk to me when you make some money at this?
Whoa.
And then I said, oh my gosh, Jax, I picture maybe you working at TomTom one season on the show. And he's like, do you think I have to work? I just bought a $2 million house.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, he could not have been more aggressive and scary. I actually walked away because I thought, I don't want to like be on a reality show getting hit or something.
Right, yeah.
He was so crazy.
Yeah.
He was so crazy, but it actually makes for a great story. So I was like, thank you, Jax, for my story of getting Jax to person.
So much fun. Hey, listen, everyone. We are super excited to announce to you that Miss Erin Martin, will now be a part of Reality Check because she is so damn good at what she does.
She sure is.
So grateful to you guys. I'm so excited to be here every Thursday with you.
Super fun. Real so quickly, fun. For people that can join you on your podcast, where can they find you?
They can find me on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you find podcasts. And it's free. You can subscribe. I come out with 2 episodes a week. I cover Housewives, 90 Day Fiancé, Love After Lockup. I'm doing everything that we're all obsessed with.
So
find me there.
Yay! We love you, girl.
We do.
And there you have it. That is your Reality Check.
So nasty and so rude.